We shall read from the book of Matthew chapter 24,
verse 13.
Okay. So, if I want to give maybe a title to the sharing, I'll call it Till the End. Till the End. Matthew chapter
24,
verse
13.
Okay, the Bible reads, "But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved." Amen.
Amen.
Okay, we can take our seats. So, brothers and sisters, just to remind each other, it's just basic principles of the scriptures that we still need to remind each other on from time to time. Amen.
Amen.
Because we are living in difficult times. This is Laodicea, when everything is falling apart. Worldly systems, they're falling apart. Marriages are falling apart. Families are falling apart. Including religion is also falling apart. So the scripture says, he who endures up to the end shall be saved. Amen. So I want us to look at this word endure. So endurance is very important in the life of a human being. So there's so many words, definitions. So I don't know how it will be interpreted in the local language, but I came up with four definitions. Four interpretations of the word endure. Amen. First, it is to cope with something. It's to handle something. To suffer. To sustain. Amen.
Amen.
There's a good example in the world of sports. Sporting activities are categorized mainly, I think, in two. There are light sports, and then there are those which you call enduring sports. So now, enduring sports, these are sporting activities that require participants to exert prolonged physical effort. Like those running, long distance running, and things like that. And then you, as you are doing that, you need to maintain a certain level of intensity. Now, intensity means yes. So to measure intensity basically means to measure how hard someone is working or pushing themselves. Amen.
Amen.
So basically, that is what we can say about enduring, because the scripture is telling us about enduring, endurance. So Christianity is more like a race, it's like a sporting activity where you have to use in strength. So you have to understand that in these sporting activities, your start, the way you start, and maybe your, let's say, your current level of endurance, they are not so much, they are important, yes? But what matters is the end, how you finish. That is what is important. I remember some time back when I was at high school in Chizongwe, we used to have, in the first terms, we used to have what we call athletic activities. So what they would do is they would get, for example, we used to be categorized in houses, okay? So the Luangwa house, Nakambara house, things like that. So what? So they'll put a day for each house to go for training. So if it's a class, they'll just get everyone.
You go around the stadium, they'll tell you maybe do maybe 10 rounds, 10 laps, or 8, or whatever. As they are doing that, everyone is running, and then others are start walking, others give up. Then we have a few who will be selected. They'll say maybe we take the top 10, they'll be selected to the next.
Amen.
Amen. So I remember one time after this process was done, the top people were selected, and the day for that activity came, the day when the activity was to be done, the Interhouse, sporting activity. So the first activity was the seniors, 25 laps, if I'm not mistaken, going around the stadium, which is 25 times running. So,
25.
So each house has a number of people representing it. So I remember when the thing started out, there was a house captain for our house. I won't forget that. So this man dashed out. He was leading. The first two rounds, he had gapped everyone. He was ahead of them. Amen.
Amen.
Because this was for the seniors. So we were happy for him. But as time went on, they started finding him. People were catching up with him. Then the rounds continued. And those who caught up with him, we stopped even seeing him. He was in the crowd. He was burnt out. He was finished. And I remember there was just this young boy who was in the 10th grade, racing against grade 12s and all that. From nowhere, he's the one who won that race.
So,
why? Endurance. We are happy with that guy who started out. But the challenge was that he could not sustain his strength. He didn't have the capacity to hold that position. Amen.
Amen.
So basically, that's what usually happens. So the current picture in a church setup like this one, it is not what it may be sometime in the future. I can tell you when the church started out. Remember when we started out, Pastor Piri in Mtendere. There was a group of people that we had together. Almost everyone here was not around. Only Brother Mwansa I can remember. Brother Chavula. Sisters and brothers. But all of them, I don't know where they are. Amen. So those of us who are here, doesn't mean that we may still be there up to the very end. We may also fall away. It's really a warning to all of us as we are in this faith. Endurance is what matters. Your start may have been weak, but I think what matters is how are we going to finish. That's what we should be concerned about. We have to make sure we finish strong in this race. So there are a number of things to consider in a race. Let us read Hebrews chapter 12 verse 1 first. The first thing we have to consider in a race. Wherefore seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside so easily, let us every weight that and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Amen. Oh, sorry. 2. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Amen.
Amen.
Yes, brother. Oh. Can I continue?
Yeah, just
continue. Oh, okay. All right. So here we are being reminded that now, one thing we need to do, like I said, things to consider. You need to consider getting rid of weaknesses. What is a weakness? It's a lack of strength or power or ability to withstand a challenge. A weakness has the power to destroy. It has the potential to destroy everything you have labored to build. Like they say, a chain has a weak link. So I believe every person has a weak point. Yeah, but that is not something that should make us comfortable to say that's my weakness. We have to work on it. Amen?
Amen.
Of course, you can't work on your weakness in one day. I understand. I know my mother, there was a time. My mother was born with polio. So because of that, her bones have not been very strong. So occasionally in her life, there would come a time when she would fall down and trip because of weakness. I remember there was a time, I think she was coming from work, and then something like that happened. So she was weak. So she fell down. So at the hospital, they recommended that she should be going for physiotherapy.
Physiotherapy.
They'll ride something like a bicycle. They do exercises. So basically, in case you don't know what physiotherapy is, it's a health program. It's usually to help people who maybe to recover from injuries, or from illness, or a surgery, so that they improve their physical function. Sometimes maybe something happens, someone has a stroke, maybe the hand is not strong enough, so they'll make them do exercises, physio, okay, so that the strength is retained. Amen. So we need to work on the weaknesses by repeated action, praying, seeking the Lord, sometimes through prayer and fasting. As you do that, you're strengthening that weak point. Amen. Because I believe for everyone, every person who is born, there's an angel who is assigned to your life. Now, remember, because if you read the book of Acts, it says Peter, when he was released from prison, the angel released him from prison. There was, when he arrived at the house where the believers were praying for him, one girl went to open the house. Then she told them to say, Peter is here actually. They said, no, he's not here.
He
said, this girl is mad. And then she insisted. Then they said, I think she has seen his angel. It looks like our angel looks like us. Amen. So, for every angel assigned to you, there's also a devil assigned to you. Amen. So that is why you find that there are different habits, different weaknesses. Others have a problem with alcohol. Others have a problem with women. Others have got a problem with lying. Others have got a problem with stealing. Others have got others laziness. Just what can be a weakness for him cannot be a weakness for the other
one.
So that is why God can't cope keto black. You don't laugh at someone who has a weakness. You pray for them. It's smoking. You just stop smoking. Me, I don't smoke. It looks easy. It's not. Amen. Someone who come to church, like it is done in Chatham, and then you find that, they become strong. They are sober. The other day, they are smelling beer. I say these people. But if you can see the heart, the battle which is in the heart. So that is why we need to pray for one another. What would be a weakness for you is not a weakness for the other person. But 2 Corinthians 12 verse 9, God is able to get rid of it. Second, that's what the word of God says. He's able to get rid of our weaknesses. 2 Corinthians chapter 12. 2 Corinthians chapter 12.
Corinthians chapter 12.
Verse 9. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, For my strength is made perfect in weakness.
Amen.
Amen. So when we are in weakness, that's where we see the strength of God. So don't let the devil lie to you. Amen. He should not lie to me, lie to you. The same thing, you've done it again. You say, no, Lord, I can still overcome this. I have to be the physio. Consistency. Being in fellowship, being in prayer, seeking the Lord, showing that commitment. Working out your salvation, you are doing the exercise. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6.
Philippians 4, 13.
I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. Amen.
Amen.
So everything else I desire to do, I can do it. Even if I'm failing to do it, but I can do it. Because it is God who's speaking, it's not a man, it's the word of God. But I'm not going to do it alone, but through Christ. So if I try to be holy on my own, I won't manage it. I'll fail. But through Christ, amen. How do we do it through Christ? By listening, obeying to what he says.
That's it.
What about, no one is above the law. No one is above the scriptures. Amen.
Amen.
So we listen to what the Lord says. We do it. That is where the charismatics have lost it. Because they think praying, speaking in tongues, fasting, all these things. No, but it has to be done in accordance with the word of God. They are trying to do it on their own, but they forget there's a line, the scripture.
So
we are all behind the word. The word is up. So one of the things so to consider, about, apart from getting rid of weaknesses, we also need to consider fighting a good fight. If there's a good fight, it means there's also a bad fight. 2 Timothy chapter 4.
Chapter 4, verse 7.
I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith.
Amen.
So, to fight a bad fight
or
a bad race, this is where someone is running quite all right. Okay? You see, when you're in a race, everyone, your team is cheering you up. I mean, they are hoping you may be at the end. Others will be there to support you. You'll cheer you up. Come on, you can do it. Amen. So that now, if you fall down, you disturb the hope that some people have, isn't it? But you still rise up. When you rise up, well, others will be discouraged, but others will still cheer you on. But if you keep falling, others will even leave the stadium and say, Taluza, I think it is. I think he's not an athlete. Amen.
So,
that's why as we are fighting in the race, we have to be very careful. Amen. We don't have to keep backsliding all the time. You fall down. Those people who are looking up to us, trying to
emulate,
they'll be discouraged. They say, this one says he's a believer, but look, he keeps on. Today he stops, tomorrow he starts. Today he does that. So a bad fight can discourage others. And it may even mislead them. Amen. They may think Christianity is not possible. Amen. But when we are consistent, we become a reference point. Amen.
Amen.
Even if people call you Satanist like they do in Chatama, Satanist. But when they need prayers, they look for us to say we should come and. Why? They use that as a reference point. So when. Because they see how we are standing. By God's grace. Amen. So I think. That is very important. Amen. Apart from fighting a good fight, you run with a positive mind, hope, determination, or focus. 1 Corinthians 9, verse 24, as we are concluding. 1 Corinthians 9, verse 24 to 27.
24.
Know ye not that they which run in a race run all but one receiveth the prize. So run that you may obtain. And every man that striveth, that's endurance, huh? For the mastery is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible crown. Amen?
Amen.
So we need to have a positive mind. We need to focus on things above. We Colossians 3:2, it says, set your affections, you can read it in one time, set your affections on things above. By not entangling yourselves with civilian affairs. So civilian affairs, it's anything that is competing against your devotion. Anytime you're supposed to have time with God, a program that is pressing and fighting that is a civilian affair. It's entangling you. Amen. Because if you waste time with civilians, they'll take away your mind of a soldier. Because the soldier is always alert. I'm told, in the police or military, they say, in the
police,
what they are taught, they say, every person you meet is a suspect. Can you imagine?
Suspect.
Including your wife, everyone you've known, your child is a suspect. That's the mind they put in them. Amen. So when you go to a police will not look at you as a friend. He will first look at you as a suspect. So now if you keep entangling with civilians, you look at everyone as your friend. Which is not supposed to be the case.
Amen.
So we should do what we can do to please our commanding officer. 2 Timothy 2. Okay. So 2 Timothy 2, 4. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 4. No man that warreth entangleth himself with affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. Amen.
Amen.
So, and if a man also strive for masteries, yet is he not crowned, except he strive lawfully. So, we are striving lawfully to please our commanding officer. Finally, anyone can run in this race. The ground is leveled. Amen. God has created a fair ground for everyone. Ecclesiastes chapter 9. This is the last scripture. Ecclesiastes chapter 9. No, that's not Kalamilan.
That is what?
It's a preacher. It's a Mlaliki. Nyanja, we say Mlaliki. So, Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 11.
Ecclesiastes 9, 11.
I returned and saw under the sun, that is here on earth, right? That the race, meaning the ability to make it or the ability to do this work, is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, neither yet bread to the wise, nor yet riches to men of understanding, nor yet favor to men of skill, but time and chance happeneth to them all.
Amen.
Our destiny, God has put it in our hands. Our attitude.
Amen.
So your physical abilities, your appearance, your environment, your race. No, race, like whether black, white, or yes. They don't determine your participation. They can determine your performance, not your participation. What you think about yourself, but it does not disqualify you to participate, to be part of this work, to be part of this calling. Amen. Amen. Whether someone can speak English or you can't speak English, someone is lame, they are not lame, someone is blind, it does not matter. Amen.
Amen.
So, all this does not determine whether you should, but they can affect your performance if you pay attention to them. Amen. So, what matters is your attitude. My attitude, your attitude is what matters. That's all. I'm telling you, when you come to church, you wake up home, you just walk in here. I can assure you, you get nothing. You'll be bored, and sometimes you even be upset. You even think the pastor is talking about me, the pastor is unfriendly, the songs were boring. Attitude. Amen.
Amen.
Attitude is very important.
Amen.
Amen. So, whether you are preparing to go for a prayer meeting, you pray for the prayer meeting. You don't say, since today is prayer meeting, so you pray for the prayer meeting so that you get your blessing.
So that attitude is important.
Amen.
Amen.
When you have the right attitude, God is going to review and help you. Amen. You know, in Chatham, I was discouraged, you know. Some people, you have to visit them, you have to beg them, you have to baby them, you have to take them to church. You stop visiting them, they don't come. I said, Lord, I'm not going to visit those people. There are other people who need to be visited. There are other people who need to be visited. I even used to drive past their house. They also knew,
say,
I think
Abusa Nagali.
But I felt God rebuking me. You don't give up on people. If God gave up on me, where would I have been today? With all the mistakes, the blunders, all the things we do.
Amen.
So I said, Lord, give us grace. We want to have a proper visitation program.
Amen.
By God's grace, we've made a program. We want to pray about it, seek the Lord to say, we want to visit all those people who have not been showing up, but we want to pray about it. We want to ask
for
spirit to go. Because we are at war. Amen. We don't give up on people. So this attitude of there's others do that, but for us, we don't give up. We should pray for them. We should commit them in the hands of the Lord. Amen. So, attitude is very important. Finally, let's not give up the habit. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together. Endurance. Amen. But I'm tired. I've knocked off 17 hours. I should go to church.
17 hours you're on the church.
In this fasting program. It's a lot of work, you know. Don't give up. That's what the Bible says. There's a reason why it did not say continue. It said don't give up because it knows you have to endure. When you start the race, you run up to the end. Remember when I was at Pinewood? I used to train this team of girls to do running in our team. I was a trainer. So I would shout, can you run? Then, so one time I decided just to keep physical myself, just to do the running. So I had put in my mind that I want to do 25 laps. I go round. So I was running and then I almost gave up. Then those girls, they said, Mr. Zima, run! Mr. Zima, run! Have you seen how it feels, sir, when you tell us, run? You see, sir, it's not easy. In my heart, I was saying, but it's true. But I said, but look, if I don't do that, you won't give up. You see that? But sir, it's painful. We have said, yes, it is painful. Amen.
Amen.
So don't think those who come for prayer and fasting, there, like in Chatham, we have people who are scared. When it is Saturday, let's come for prayers. They'll show up for another program, but not fasting. So there was a boy, and he's a 9-year-old or so, brother Feston's son. He started fasting the night before. He didn't eat. He only ate at lunch. I don't know if the father had promised him sausage or something. I don't know. So when the grand, because Brother Bando was with us at the farm with his wife. So on Friday we're going back. So I don't know whether I think he used to buy some things afterwards. So he was sure sausage was coming. The grandmother cooked just plain vegetables. Didn't want. So we arrived very late, and he was not able to buy anything in town that time. So I said, brother, butchery is closed. Whatever you are planning to buy, you won't. So let's just go. So that boy, he came. We arrived late. He was even sleeping. He didn't eat. And then the following day, he said, it is prayer and fasting, so you can't eat anything. So he just had to come to church. He was finished, but he was singing. But in due adapter, we finished prayer and fasting. A boy like this, he said, wow. What about us, those who are elderly? Why should we fear to participate? Endurance is very important. And I can tell you, these boys, I'm telling you, I've seen the hand of God. Can you imagine that area? All the children, they go kunyao, but then they don't go. Three boys only. They don't go to attend nyao. And the nyao is near the village, Katenje village. Until now, people started saying that it was the father-in-law to Brother Feston who was telling me. He says, Amen. So you see, so even children, as they participate, they are preparing that, they are enduring, they are creating that, it is going to yield results. One time we went to the village, I think the pastor was there, Masiwa village, Kwa Masiwa. And Brother Banda's sons were there, those three boys. So this boy, he likes praying. He likes praying very much. So now when he reached there, you know, he took it like this is a strange place. We are just children. You see that? So he was just like that. And me, I know him. I know his name is Markford. When he starts singing, he sings with power. Even pray. When we say we are praying, the elderly people are like this. Big men, just like this. So, two people are shouting. If there's Brother Lakson there, there's myself, and this boy. So when he reached there, he was just like this. So while everyone's praying, I said, Mark, give it power. The lion roared, the young lion. And I'm telling you, the Spirit of God moved. The boy prayed, and things happened. The revival. My wife said, did you see how that boy prayed? I felt something. Then I confirmed that was good. So God can use children. It's just a matter of attitude. So don't come to church, you're just like this. You get nothing. Amen. The problem with a service like this one, you don't. There's no empty house. Don't forget that. There is no empty house. When we were young, we were playing games. We'd say, okay, me, I'm this side, I'm that's the other side. Says, you know what, God, but it's consecrated. You know what, boom, I'm both sides. But in Christianity, it's not like that. If you come here, your attitude, you get nothing. You get bored. You get out worse than you came. Can you imagine? That's how it is. Because the devil makes sure your ears are closed up as a sin command. Closes. The Bible says, even the little that you came with, he takes it out. So it's a matter of attitude. Amen. It's always like that. That's how Christianity is. Amen.
Amen.
The Lord bless you, saints. Shall we pray? Father, thank you for your grace. We give you glory and honor. Blessed be your holy name. Father, have mercy on us and help us. Give us the strength, Lord. We give you honor for this time you gave us. All the glory and honor to your name, Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.